Hare Krishna. Don't treat a game like life or life like a game. Many people treat a game as if it were as important as life itself. We see this especially among sports fans who often go mad, either with exhilaration or with devastation, when their favorite team wins or loses. Now, sports has always been so part of human culture as a source of recreation and entertainment. But in today's culture, by the influence of the media and by the overall mindset of the people, it has been whipped up to the level of a mania. And this mania is not innocent. In fact, the word mania, people use it proudly. The World Cup mania is coming. This is that people consider to be maniac. Mania actually means madness. People strangely consider being maniac as something good. So, now the mania is not harmless. It can lead to corruption and destruction. How corruption? Many times, because people are so obsessed with who will win and who will lose, there are huge amounts of gambling and money squandering that happens, and there is match fixing that happens also, and that is extremely corrupt. And there is destruction. Sometimes when a team loses, then its fans start becoming mad. They may destroy the television sets, they may go on a rampage, they may burn the effigies of the players, and they may even destroy things. Sometimes in baseball, football matches, as the players are playing on the field, the fans of the two teams are often fighting. Scuffles, fights, riots also break out. And at an extreme tragic level, sometimes the fans may become so heartbroken when their team loses that the fans may even commit suicide. So, all this, why is it happening? Because people are treating a game as if it were life. And when their team loses their game, they feel my life is not worth living. And they end their life. So, now, the other extreme is that some people treat life as if it were a game. Now, there are many ways in which, because people are so absorbed in games, that from games, because people can easily connect with games, so using game as a metaphor, some valuable lessons about life can be learned. And that is okay, to use game as a metaphor for learning some lessons. But to treat life itself as a game, that is undesirable. Because actually, there is an underlying current of frivolity and unreality in games. It's a frivolous activity. And ultimately, what happens in the game is not real. Even the sports players, they will come out of the field, and then their real life is separate from whatever is happening in the sports. There is an air of underlying current of frivolity and unreality that undercuts the gravity and reality of life. When people think that life is like a game, then they can't take things seriously enough if they are not exciting in a way games are. So, for example, you know, consider love. For many people, love, actually it is lust masquerading as love. They treat it like a game. That means they set their eyes, okay, I'm going to seduce this person. And then for them, love, all the excitement of love comes only in the chase and the conquest. Yeah, I'm going to catch this person, I catch that person, I seduce that person. And then afterwards, in a relationship is to be developed. Now, relationship requires commitment. And such people who treat life like a game, then they don't know anything about commitment. And they not only break hearts of people, but they themselves can't get the fulfillment that comes from love. So life has many features, And the essence of life is love. We all want the fulfillment of loving and being loved. And that can't come if we treat life just like a game. So the equation of a game to life and life to a game, both these represent an overall distortion in perspective that characterizes today's society. The Bhagavad Gita 18.32 indicates that such a topsy-turvy perspective is typical of intelligence in the mode of ignorance. Adharmam dharmam itiya manyate tamasavritaha sarvarthan viparitamishya buddhi sapartha tamasi. So adharmam dharmam itiya, those who think adharma to be dharma, manyate tamasavritaha, those whose intelligence is covered by ignorance, and then sarvarthan viparitamishya, in all ways people are topsy-turvy. They are just, it's not just about dharma that they think dharma to be adharma and adharma to be dharma, but they think everything, they see everything topsy-turvy. That is buddhi saparta tamasi, which is the intelligence in the mode of ignorance. Now there is a way to go beyond this intelligence and ignorance. How is that? By cultivating Gita wisdom. The Bhagavad Gita guides us towards the meaning and purpose of life. So it tells us that we can learn to love Krishna, the all-attractive Supreme Person. And if we love Him, therein we'll find life's greatest fulfillment, because we as souls are eternal, Krishna is eternal, and in loving Him we get eternal happiness. And significantly, when we attain Krishna's abode, actually Krishna, what Krishna does in the spiritual world is have endless pastimes of love. So the word Leela can be translated as pastime. It can be translated also as play or game. So actually Krishna's pastimes are playful and they're supremely joyful. So they're just like a game. There's excitement, there's exhilaration, there is enjoyment, there is suspense, there is all the panorama of emotions that are present in games are present in Krishna's pastimes. So if we can just regulate our infatuation with games and focus on cultivating love for Krishna, then that infatuation will become purified and will be fulfilled perfectly in Krishna's world of eternal love. Thank you. Hare Krishna.